From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Tensions between Congress and the White House are mounting over an FBI raid on the office of a Democratic congressman. Today, the Republican Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, demanded the FBI surrender documents it seized during that raid. From the Capitol, NPR's Luke Burbank reports.
Congressman William Jefferson could be forgiven for thinking he stumbled into some sort of parallel universe. Today, his party's leader, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, curtly requested he resign his seat on the powerful Ways and Means Committee, while Republican leaders were calling a weekend search of his office unconstitutional, with some, like Speaker Dennis Hastert, even asking the FBI to return what it seized in the raid.
We're having conversations with both the executive office and the attorney general, and we think those materials ought to be returned.
Not only that, Hastert also wants the federal agents who handled the seized items removed from the bribery case being mounted against Jefferson. The Louisiana Democrat is alleged to have taken hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes. Hastert and others are up in arms, not so much because they're big fans of Congressman Jefferson, but because they say the executive branch overstepped its bounds when it approved the Saturday night raid.
Someone at the FBI didn't understand the Constitution.
Texas Republican Tom DeLay, no stranger to ethics controversy himself, called the search incredibly outrageous.
If you start a precedent where the executive can intimidate members of Congress in any way, certainly by showing up all of a sudden and raiding their congressional office, that's very dangerous to our way of government.
Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, whose Justice Department approved the raid, tried yesterday to strike a conciliatory tone.
I obviously, personally, in the department, collectively, we have a great deal of respect for the Congress as a co-equal branch of government.
Gonzalez said the FBI had no other choice because Jefferson refused to provide them with documents even after a subpoena was filed.
At the end of the day, the decision was made that this was absolutely essential to move forward with that investigation.
The search was the first of its kind in congressional history. Gonzalez says investigators have set up a filtering system to ensure they're only looking at materials related to the bribery investigation. That investigation was described in an 83-page affidavit, which alleges Jefferson was videotaped taking a bribe and that most of the cash was later found hidden in his freezer. No criminal charges have been filed yet against the congressman, though. And today, Jefferson filed a motion in U.S. District Court asking that the FBI be forced to return all the documents taken from his office. Luke Burbank, NPR News, the Capitol.